Welcome to Torah Imecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Rivka Siegel, and today we will be studying Tehillim Mizmar Kuf Yud Ches 118, the grand finale of the Hallel experience. And in this song, we will see everyone coming together like an orchestra. We will see the Beis HaMikdash of the past and the Beis HaMikdash in the future. We will see all segments of the Jewish nation. We will hear again from the B'nai Aaron that we spoke about earlier, songs of Hallel, the family of the Kohanim. We will hear about the Yirei Hashem again. We will see stories of courage and Amunah and suffering and triumph. We will hear again from the nations of the world, and we will see ourselves. In the short amount of time that we have, I'd like to focus briefly or give you a taste of the drama of this incredible grand finale. I like to imagine, as I sing this song, the different groups coming to the Beis HaMikdash in mass, like on a holiday, and everyone's excited to see who's going to be there and who they're going to meet this time and the stories they will hear. The Kohanim and the Leviim await our arrival, and we arrive. And it begins with our Shaliach Tzibor. The big chazan of everyone is standing there. The conductor calls out to everyone and says, Pasuk Aleph, Hodu Lashem ki tov ki li olam chasto. Thank Hashem, or give thanks to Hashem for the good. Ki li olam chasto, for all is good. What is good? We will discuss the concept of tov in Mizmor Kuf Lamed Vav in the Song of 136. But very briefly now, Tov is the language of perfection. Good in the Torah means it's perfect. It's the way Hashem wants it to be. So we announce, thank Hashem for all good. This is who we are, thankers of God. Yehudim comes from the language of Hodu, people who are thankful. And we all say, not just thankful for one time, but ki le'olam chasto, for his kindness is forever. It's constant. Constantly we're thanking Hashem for his kindness. And now the leader focuses on the different segments of the population. Yomar na Yisrael. Yisrael, you, the Jewish people as a whole, you should say hodu l'Hashem ki tov. You should thank Hashem. And then he turns to the Beis Aaron, the Kohanim of the Jewish people. And he says, you should thank Hashem. And then he turns to the Yirei Hashem. Yomar na Yirei Hashem. The Yirei Hashem, as we spoke about before, could be the Geirim, the converts. It could be the Torah scholars, people who elevate themselves to live a life that's a lot more spiritual. Each of you needs to acknowledge ki li olam chasto, that God's kindness is forever. And each group answers separately, hodu l'Hashem ki tov, ki li olam chasto, thank Hashem for good, for his kindness is forever. And we need to differentiate the groups, because each group has different needs and different lifestyles, and therefore their thank yous are different. Notice further, when the Shliach Tzibur, when the chazan, when the leader calls out to each group, the Shliach Tzibur says, Yomar na, this group should say na, could be please, but na also means now. It's from the language of raw, as in raw meat. And basically what we're saying is, thank God now. Don't wait for something to happen and then you're going to thank God. And if you remember, we have this theme again and again. Don't wait for the future to thank or to praise. Thank God now. And we all say hodu, thank you. But each one of us has her own story of thanks. So imagine there are hundreds of thousands of people, each coming and saying hodu l'Hashem, but each one with their own story of thanks. And when I go to the Kotel now, and you see so many hundreds and thousands of people there davening, you realize that each person has her own agenda, has her own story, has her own requests, has her own challenges and triumphs. And it's not just the people who are at the Kotel when I'm davening there. But if you think about it, throughout time, millions and millions of people have been at the Beis HaMikdash, have been in their living rooms, have been in shuls, saying these words of Hallel, of Hodu Lashem Ki Tov. And hear yourself and your story of thanks harmonizing with the millions of people who have said Hallel over the years, because Hashem hears all of us at once. So let's move on to hear each individual voice, and specifically, listen to yours. And the next few psukim are written in the singular. Pasuk Hey, verse 5. Min hametzar karasi ka anani v'merchav ka. From a very narrow or limited place, I called out to Hashem. He answered me with expansiveness. The language or the word metzar, meaning a narrow or limited place, is the same word as the literal place, Mitzrayim, Egypt. In Mitzrayim, the Jewish people felt trapped. We were so limited. We were slaves. And then they showed their faith in God. They called out to him, Min hametzar karasi ka. And Hashem opened up so many new opportunities. We went out into the desert. We received the Torah. And then as a nation, we conquered the land of Canaan. We see more about this expansiveness in chapter 114 in Kuf Yadalad B'tzeis Yisrael Mimitzrayim. But our question is how do we cope and move on from being in a narrow place? We call out to God, and how are we feeling? What motivates us to move forward? And here are the words to say. Remember what we looked at in Kuf Tes Zayin 116. He'emanti ki adaber. I believe in that which I say. I need to speak to myself to get me going. And what do I say from this place of being in a meitzar, in a narrow, a limited feeling, stuck place? Hashem li lo ira maya aseli adam. Hashem is with me, and therefore I am not worried. I don't fear about what people will say to me or about me or what they'll do to me. Hashem li beozrai va'ani ere besonai. Hashem is with me through my helpers, and I will be able to look upon my enemies. I can face adversity. And who am I saying this to? I am telling this to other people. I'm surrounded by people, and I'm sharing my story of being in this place of Meitzar, of being stuck, and knowing in this place of being stuck that Hashem has helped me because I knew Hashem was with me. And they answer me. You're right. Look at Psukim Ches and Tes, 8 and 9. Tov lachasos b'Hashem mibtoach ba'adam. Yes, it's better to seek shelter with God than to trust in man. Tov lachasos b'Hashem mibtoach b'nedivim. It's better to seek cover with God than to trust in nobles. They're telling me, you were right. You trusted in God. How right you are. I say, I do what Hashem wants me to do. And they say, you're right. You should do what Hashem wants you to do. That's helpful dialogue. That's encouraging dialogue. And that's what happens at the Beis HaMikdash. Each one comes with their personal story, and we share it with others. And others are mechazek us. They encourage us. Psukim Yud Aleph through Yud Aleph, Psukim 11 through 14 now describe more about our success stories, how we were successful with God's help, and we tell other people. Imagine sharing your story and hearing other stories. What chizuk everyone gives, what encouragement everyone gives and everyone receives. And now the entire nation comes back together. We've all shared our stories with each other individually. And now everyone says together, Kol Rina Vishu'ah Ba'alei Tzadikim. There is always such joyous music in the homes of tzaddikim. And in the homes of tzaddikim, we feel God's right hand. Yamin Hashem Osachayel, the right hand of God represents his compassion and strength. And this is what characterizes the atmosphere of the homes of the tzaddikim, our homes. They're full of joy because we see God's compassion and greatness. This is how we talk. We're not afraid of people. We are always under the cover of God. And this is what we think about ourselves. And this is what we share with others. Back to my solo. We all came together and said, yes, we love these joyous homes. And now, Pasuk Yud Zayin. I am further energized by the support of the group. And my personal reaction is, Pasuk Yud Zayin 17, Lo amus ki echyeh, I will not die, for I will live, v'asaper maseka, and tell over the acts of God. You know, sometimes we feel like, oh, we're not getting anywhere, we're not doing anything, and then we get to this group encouragement, and each individual feels so motivated right now that I actively want to live. I don't want to just breathe. I want to live. I want to actively make my life meaningful. And I want to live in a way that I will tell the glory of Hashem, that everyone will look at my story and say, Hodu Lashem Ki Tov, how thankful we are. God is so good. Do you feel your own energy and passion increasing? We move along at the Beis HaMikdash, and we're in Yerushalayim, we're just about at the gates of the Beis HaMikdash. Or in life, we're not necessarily at the Beis HaMikdash, but we're moving along and we hit the gates. We've reached the gates. And now we speak in Pasuk Yud Tes, in verse 19, we speak to the gatekeepers. Literally, they could be the gatekeepers of the Beis HaMikdash, of the temple in Yerushalayim. And we're saying, let us into our correct gates, because there were various gates that we could go through. Or it could be figuratively, meaning, Hashem, open up gates. Give me new opportunities to move forward. Because sometimes we feel like we're in front of a stone wall and we can't go anywhere. Open up the gates. And then, Pasuk 20, Pasuk Chaf, Zeh Hashar LaHashem Tzadikim Yavo Vo. Could be the gatekeeper answering, here's your gate to go through. This is the gate of Hashem. But notice that the language of gate is singular. We ask God to open the gates, and the response is, or we ask the gatekeeper to open the gates, and the response is, this is the gate to God, in singular. There are many doors or gates, but when we are shown our gate, it's in singular. Sometimes we want a different gate to open up, but there's a gate that's designated for us, Zeh Hashar LaShem. There's always a gate that is opened. But now we have to hear the voice saying to us, we ask Hashem to open, and the voice comes back saying, Zeh Hashar, this is what you need to do now. So instead of bemoaning the gate that we're looking at and it's closed, look in front of you and see, Zeh Hashar LaShem, this is the gate for you to get closer to Hashem now. This is what Hashem wants you to pursue now. And once again, with this understanding, Chaf Aleph, we thank Hashem. Otcha, Pasuk 21, Otcha ki ani sani, I will thank you, for you have answered me. You did answer me. How often we think, I'm going to thank God, even though this isn't what I wanted. But no, I thank God because you answered me. I asked you, what's the right gate for me? How should I move forward? And I see you showing me the direction that I need to take. And now we have new voices in this finale. The Radak says that now the people that are going to be responding to all of us are the non-Jewish people who are watching the glory of the Jewish people in life in the Beis HaMikdash. And they say the following, and this is talking about the time of the future. Even ma'asu habonim haisa l'rosh pina, the stone that the builders rejected became the keepstone. Wow, the nation say, the nation that we thought, meaning the Jewish people that we thought were so backwards in their beliefs, they've become so lofty. Me'es Hashem ha'sazos, this had to be from God. God is great. Wow, look what he did to the Jewish people. And then we hear the non-Jewish people talking about us in this way and about God in this way. Zeh hayom asa Hashem nagila v'nismachavo. This is the day that God made. This is a day we've been waiting for. Let us all rejoice. This is the time of Geula, and we hear everyone coming together. And now, with renewed confidence, Pasuk Chaf Hei 25, we ask God for salvation again, but not for me personally. We say, Ana Hashem hoshia na, Ana Hashem hatzlicha na. Please, Hashem, save. Please, Hashem, give success. It doesn't say give me success or save me. We already feel salvation and success. But now we want salvation and success for all. We're not looking for the destruction of the world. We're looking for the success and the glory of the entire world. And now that we wish success to everyone universally, The Kohanim look back to us and face towards the Jewish people and say, Baruch haba b'shem Hashem, beirachnuchem mibeis Hashem. Blessed are the ones, or the one who comes in the name of Hashem. The one here is not talking about each individual, but we have become one as a nation. You are blessed from the house of Hashem. The Kohanim now bless us, and we respond to this great moment of being blessed with Pasuk of Zion, verse 27, Kel Hashem. Hashem, all power is God. Vaya'er lanu, and he gave us light. He enabled us to be blessed. Isruch, and the Kohanim answer us. Isruch hag ba'avosim ad karnos ha'mizbeach. Now tie up with the rope your festival offering, your carbon. And it tells us that we're all coming in with our animals, with our sacrifices. And at this point, the Kohen says, yes, God's going to want your sacrifice. Tie it up. The Chidushei Harim explains something a little bit different about Isru Chag. The concept of Isru Chag, we always call the day after our Yontif, we call it Isru Chag. Isru Chag is like from the language of hold on, tie up the holiday. Hold on to the experience, the feeling of thanks, of unity, and of triumph. This song, this joyful interaction that you're having right now is going to end. You're going to go home. But hold on to your feeling. Hold on to your feeling of such joy and unity. And once again, I, the individual who's about to go home, am in such ecstasy that I come and say, Keli ata ve'odeka, you are my God. Yes, millions of people have sung this song, but I feel like I have this special relationship with you, God. We have this unique relationship. Keli ata, you are my God, and I will thank you. Elokai, you are my God, and I will live my life glorifying you. Elokai aromameka, I will glorify you by being my best self. Again, imagine millions of people throughout time singing these same lines, the same lyrics, but everyone has her own contribution, her own unique notes that provide infinite harmonies and create the most beautiful symphony. And with that, we all end together. Hodu Lashem ki tov, ki li'olam chasto, thank Hashem for the good, ki li'olam chasto, for his kindness is forever. The words are the same that we said at the beginning of the song. The words are the same that everyone sang, but each of us individually is totally now at one with these words and united with all those who are singing together. Thank you for studying together. Le'iloi Nishmas, Sonia Finkelstein, Chana Sara, Bas Chaim Leib.